to order. First order of business is a public hearing for Showbus. Now I'll invite Mr. Phil Dick to the podium to convene the public hearing.
This is a publication for a public hearing for a vehicle procurement that has to do with the application of public transportation for a show bus to allow the purchase of four vehicles with federal funds. Public notice of this public hearing was published in the Pantograph on May 31st as provided by law, and all the other required notifications have been made. Does anyone have any questions about this application? Does anyone have any comments about this application? Hearing none.
The public hearing will now be closed. Clerk, please call the roll. Oh, I apologize. First invocation by Member Casely. I'm all cattywampus today.
Will you join me in a word of prayer? Eternal God, we pause to give you praise and thanksgiving for this glorious spring day and for the manifold blessings which you have so generously bestowed upon us. You have determined that there will be both seed time and harvest. This year's seed time has been a bit challenging, but we are confident in your divine providence that there will be a good harvest. We are grateful for the freedoms which each of us as Americans enjoy. We pray for success in transplanting the seeds of freedom and religious tolerance in the Middle East and where violent dictators have recently ruled. Protect our military personnel as they perform their duties in that dangerous part of the world. Let wisdom and good judgment prevail in our deliberations today. May our decisions benefit the citizens of McLean County in the years ahead. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take two. Clerk, please call the roll.
Got it. Ahart? Baggett? Bostic?
Here.
Butler?
Here.
Casely?
Here.
Cavallini?
Here.
Clark? Dean?
Here.
Gordon?
Here.
Harding?
Here.
Hasselton?
Here.
Moss?
Here.
Knuckles?
Here.
Owens?
Present.
Rakowskis?
Here.
Renner?
Here.
Segabiano?
Here.
Selzer?
Here.
Sorensen?
Present. 15 present. We have a quorum. We have no requests from members of the public or employees. Consent agenda. Are there any items to be removed from the consent agenda? None seen. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion Owens, second Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. With that, I would like to invite Chairman Hasselton of the Transportation Committee to come to the podium for a presentation.
It only took you 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
This plaque is given to John E. Mitchell for 19 years, 10 months of service to the citizens of McLean County as the county engineer of McLean County from August 1st, 1988 through the 27th of June, 2008. On behalf of the citizens of McLean County, the McLean County Board expresses appreciation and gratitude for your accomplishments and contributions to improving the county's roads, bridges, and for your dedicated service to improving the quality of life of all citizens of McLean County. Presented this 17th day of June.
Nice going, Jack. Thank you, Stan.
come from you?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure working for McLean County all these years. Doesn't seem like a long time as it's going, but I guess it has been. Going to miss working with the board, with the employees. It's been a good time. I'd like to recognize Eric Schmidt, who you'll have a resolution for here directly. Eric, you'd stand up. So Eric will be on your agenda here very soon, and he'll do you a good job. So thank you very much.
I'd now like to invite Chairman Renner of the Justice Committee to the podium.
Wonder if I can then invite Roxanne Castleman to up to the podium. In recognition of Roxanne K. Castleman for 27 years, 10 months of service to the citizens of McLean County as a probation officer, as the Deputy Director of Juvenile Probation Services, and from January 23rd, 1989 through June 20th, 2008, as the Director of the Court Services Department. On behalf of the citizens of McLean County, the McLean County Board expresses appreciation and gratitude for your accomplishments and contributions to improving the programs and services offered by the Court Services Department, and for your dedicated service to improving the quality of life for all citizens of McLean County, presented this 17th day of June, 2008. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. I wasn't planning on being here today, but I was asked to come, and I'm glad I did. I tell everyone this is a wonderful county. I could not have asked for a better career, a place to grow up, and I am just so excited about the future of court services and all the programs and everything that they have planned. It's just a wonderful department, and I thank you all for all your assistance over the last 28 years. It's been a joy. Thank you.
And we have one more.
Wow. Interesting patches here. Excuse me.
We have Dave Goldberg. Is Dave in the audience?
Yeah, over there. I
got a little worried there for a minute, Dave. In recognition of David D. Goldberg for 30 years, 7 months of service to the citizens of McLean County as correctional officer, as the adult jail superintendent, as chief deputy sheriff, and from September 14, 1997 through June 20, 2008, as the superintendent of the Juvenile Detention Center. On behalf of the citizens of McLean County, the McLean County Board expresses appreciation and gratitude for your accomplishments and contributions to improving the programs and services offered by the Juvenile Detention Center, and for your dedicated service to improving the quality of life for all citizens of McLean County, presented this 17th day of June, 2008. I won't give you a hug.
Thank you, Mayor Renner. I mean, Mr. Renner. I don't have much to say. I do want to thank John Zunick for everything he's done for me. Not that I'm counting, but 30 years, 7 months, and 13 days. I've
talked to a lot of people from a lot of counties, and this is second to none. Thank you.
Congratulations to all. Standing committee reports. Executive Committee Vice Chairman Selzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have one item to bring for action. That's request approval of a resolution amending the term and conditions of employment agreement with the county administrator, and I would move it.
We have a motion. Selzer, second. Segobiano. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Our general report you'll find on pages 133 to 139. I'd be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any.
Are there any questions for the Executive Committee? None heard. Transportation Committee, Chairman Hosselton.
Oh, good job.
Thank you, Jeff. We have three items to present to the board, the first being a request for approval of a resolution appointing Mr. Eric Schmidt as the new county engineer. And so move.
We have a motion, Hosselton, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Congratulations, Mr. Schmidt.
We request approval of a resolution appropriating the motor fuel tax funds for the salary, travel, and conference expenses for the new county engineer. So moved.
We have a motion, Hosselton, second, Dean. Questions, comments, or discussion? I'll just mention, I think it's unfair that we now have to pay him. Anyway. No comments, questions, or discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
We request approval of a joint agreement between the Department of Transportation and the County of McLean for the Towanda Overpass and the Shirley Overpass. So moved.
We have a motion, Hosselton, second. Bostic. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
The balance of our general report can be found in 150 to 155. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Chairman Hosselton? None heard. Finance Committee, Chairman Selzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We bring a number of items for actions. The first three I'm going to take together, items C1, A, B, and C, all relative to the application for the consolidated vehicle procurement through the state, and I would move those three.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Owens, to move items C1, A, B, and C. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Next item is item D. It's a request approval of the purchase of services between Mennonite Meadows Retirement Community doing business as Shoblas and McLean County, and I would move that.
Excuse me. We have a motion, Selzer, second, Rakowskis. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Item is a request approval of a motor vehicle lease between McLean County and Shoebus, amending that lease for the appropriate vehicles, and I would move that.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Kaisley. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Next item is request approval of the McLean County Board amending the combined appropriation to reflect grants that we received for the dental sealant program, $1,600 grant that was received from United Way, and $13,000 from the John M. Scott Commission, and I would move that.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion?
Yes, I would like to abstain from this, please.
Please let the record reflect that Member Rakowskis is voting present. Other questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
The next item that we have is to receive the outside auditor's report, including the comprehensive annual financial report, the management letter of the comments, and the single audit report for year ended December 31st, 2007, and I will move that.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Gordon. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
The next item is request approval of an ordinance for prevailing rate of public works wages for McLean County, and I would move that.
A motion, Selzer, second, Harding. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
The final action item we bring is request approval of a resolution of the board changing a polling place for Normal Township, and I would move that.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Our general report's on page 275, and I'd be happy to answer any questions anyone may have.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Chairman Selzer? None heard. Justice Committee, Chairman Renner.
The Justice Committee brings one item for action. Item D1A is request approval of a Bureau of Justice Assistance grant in the amount of $333,002 for discretionary grant earmarked for drug court in-court services, and I so move that.
We have a motion, Renner, second, Moss. Questions, comments, or discussion?
Mr. Chairman, just a question. Is this the grant, Terry, that's a direct result of the actions that were taken, 24 months ago or so, out in D.C. to get this dollars to help support the drug court when it first started?
Indirect. It's pretty much the similar effort, and I think Mr. Yoder and others have been involved in this as well.
That's correct.
I just think everyone in McLean County needs to know how hard people worked on getting this money for this. It's a great program.
Other questions regarding the topic? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And our general report is found on pages 295 to 303.
Are there any questions for Chairman Renner? None heard. Land Use and Development Committee, Chairman Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Land Use and Development Committee brings one item for action this morning. Item E1A, request approval of a resolution approving the recommendations of the Solid Waste Technical and Policy Committee, grant awards from the McLean County Solid Waste Management Fund found in our packets on pages 304, 307, and I move it.
We have a motion, Gordon, second, Dean. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
We have apparently no page numbers for a general report.
Are there any questions for Chairman Gordon regarding the report that's not present? None heard. Thank you, Chairman. Property Committee, Chairman Bostic.
I have one item for the board, F1A. Request approval to retain Young Architects to prepare construction documents and bid specifications to repair, replace the outside recreation yard and brick at the Juvenile Detention Center through facilities management, and I so move.
We have a motion, Bostic, second, Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
My general report for the property committee's on page 309 to 315.
Very good. Are there any questions for Chairman Bostic? None heard. Report of the county administrator, John.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, at this time I would request that the board consider a motion to go into executive session and asking the county administrator, director of administrative services, county clerk, and members of the state's attorney's office, along with Mr. Robert Kearney and members of the county board, to remain in executive session.
A motion, Segubiano, second, Gordon. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The McLean County Board will be in executive session as soon as we can clear the chamber.